Welcome to the Zen Brain Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Zen Brain Podcast, where we explore the intersection of mindfulness, technology, and authentic living. I'm your host, Michael, and today we have a very exciting and futuristic topic for you: how to meditate with AI. Yes, you heard that right. AI, or artificial intelligence, is not only transforming the world of technology, but also the world of meditation. AI can help you meditate better, faster, and more enjoyably by providing you with personalized and adaptive guidance, feedback, and support. How does that work, you may ask? Well, stay tuned, because we have two amazing guests with us who will explain and demonstrate how AI can enhance your meditation practice and help you achieve a deeper state of awareness and relaxation. Please welcome Alice and Ken. Alice is an AI researcher and developer who will explain the technical aspects and benefits of AI for meditation. Ken is a meditation enthusiast and user who will show us how he uses AI apps for meditation, such as Guided, AnyWord, and Jasper. Welcome to the show, Alice and Ken.
Thank you, Michael. It's an honor to be here.
Thanks for having us, Michael. I'm thrilled to share my experience with AI for meditation.
Great. So let's start with the basics. What is AI and how can it help us meditate?
AI, or artificial intelligence, is a branch of computer science that aims to create machines or systems that can perform tasks that normally require human intelligence, such as understanding language, generating text, or solving problems. AI can help us meditate by providing us with intelligent and interactive tools that can guide, personalize, and optimize our meditation sessions. AI can use different techniques, such as natural language processing, or NLP, natural language generation, or NLG, and deep learning, to analyze, generate, or modify audio or text content based on our input, goals, and preferences. AI can also use sensors, such as heart rate monitors, EEG devices, or wearable devices, to measure, monitor, and adjust our physiological and psychological states during meditation.
Wow, that sounds impressive. Can you give us some examples of how AI can help us meditate?
Sure. For example, if you want to meditate, you can use an AI app like Guided to create your own guided meditation sessions based on your needs, preferences, and mood. Guided will use NLP and NLG to generate a personalized and professional audio guidance that matches your criteria. You can also choose the voice of the AI, the type of music that will play, and the session duration. Guided will also use deep learning and sensors to monitor your heart rate, brain waves, and breathing patterns, and adjust the guidance and music accordingly to help you reach a deeper state of relaxation and awareness. You can also review your progress and insights after each session and get feedback and suggestions from the AI on how to improve your meditation practice.
That sounds very convenient and effective. What about other types of meditation, like mindfulness or mantra meditation?
There are AI apps for those as well. For example, if you want to practice mindfulness meditation, you can use an AI app like AnyWord to generate engaging and relevant content based on your topic, audience, and style. AnyWord will use deep learning and NLP to research, write, and optimize your content for SEO and conversions. You can also customize or edit the content as you wish before publishing it.
Amazing. And for mantra meditation?
For mantra meditation, you can use an AI app like Jasper to generate a personalized and powerful mantra based on your intention, goal, and personality. Jasper will use NLP and NLG to write a mantra that resonates with you on a deeper level. You can also choose the voice of the AI, the type of music that will play, and the session duration. Jasper will also use deep learning and sensors to monitor your heart rate, brain waves, and breathing patterns, and adjust the mantra and music accordingly to help you achieve a higher state of consciousness and bliss. You can also review your progress and insights after each session and get feedback and suggestions from the AI on how to improve your mantra meditation practice.
Incredible. It seems like AI can help us with almost any type of meditation. But how do they compare to human guidance? Are they better or worse?
Well, that's a difficult question. AI apps for meditation are not meant to replace human guidance, but to augment it. They can help you meditate more easily, efficiently, and enjoyably, by providing you with personalized and adaptive guidance, feedback, and support. However, they are not perfect, and they still need human input, feedback, and supervision. AI apps for meditation are not able to capture the nuances, emotions, and context of human guidance, and they may make mistakes or generate inaccurate or inappropriate content. Therefore, you should always review, edit, and verify the content generated by AI apps for meditation before using.
I see. That makes sense. So, AI apps for meditation are not a magic bullet, but a powerful ally. Thank you, Alice, for explaining the technical aspects and benefits of AI for meditation. Now let's turn to Ken, who will show us how he uses AI apps for meditation for different purposes. Ken, can you tell us what kind of meditation you practice and how AI apps for meditation help you?
Sure, Michael. I practice various types of meditation, such as guided, mindfulness, and mantra meditation, depending on my mood, goal, and time. I use AI apps for meditation to help me with different aspects of my meditation practice, such as choosing, creating, and following a meditation session, measuring and monitoring my meditation performance, and reviewing and improving my meditation skills. AI apps for meditation help me meditate more easily, efficiently, and enjoyably.
That sounds awesome. Can you give us some examples of how you use AI apps for meditation for each aspect of your meditation practice?
Of course. For choosing a meditation session, I use AI apps for meditation like Guided or Jasper to help me find the best meditation session for me based on my needs, preferences, and mood. For example, if I want to meditate for stress relief, I can use Guided to generate a personalized and professional guided meditation session that will help me relax and calm down. If I want to meditate for self-confidence, I can use Jasper to generate a personalized and powerful mantra meditation session that will help me boost my self-esteem and courage.
Those are some great choices. How do you follow the meditation session?
I follow the meditation session by listening to the audio guidance and music provided by the AI app and following the instructions and suggestions. I also use sensors such as heart rate monitors, EEG devices, or wearable devices to connect to the AI app and allow it to measure, monitor, and adjust my physiological and psychological states during meditation. The AI app will use deep learning and sensors to adapt the guidance and music to my current state and help me reach a deeper or higher state of meditation.
Interesting. And how do you measure and monitor your meditation performance?
I measure and monitor my meditation performance by using the AI app to track and analyze my meditation data, such as heart rate, brain waves, breathing patterns, session duration, session frequency, etc. The AI app will use deep learning and sensors to provide me with insights and feedback on my meditation performance, such as how relaxed, aware, or blissful I was, how well I followed the guidance or mantra, how consistent or variable I was, etc. The AI app will also provide me with graphs, charts, and statistics to help me visualize and understand my meditation performance.
That sounds very helpful. And how do you review and improve your meditation skills?
I review and improve my meditation skills by using the AI app to provide me with suggestions and recommendations on how to improve my meditation practice, such as what type of meditation to try next, what goal to set, what duration to choose, what voice or music to select, what sensor to use, etc. The AI app will use deep learning and sensors to personalize and optimize my meditation practice and help me achieve my meditation goals.
That sounds very impressive. So you use AI apps for meditation for every aspect of your meditation practice, but you still meditate yourself. How do you balance the use of AI apps for meditation and your own meditation skills and experience?
That's a good question. I think the key is to use AI apps for meditation as a tool, not a crutch. I use them to help me meditate more easily, efficiently, and enjoyably, but not to meditate for me. I use them to enhance my meditation skills and experience, not to replace them. I use them to provide me with guidance, feedback, and support, not to dictate or control me. I always review, edit, and verify the content generated by AI apps for meditation, and I always add my own intention, attention, and awareness to it. I think AI apps for meditation are amazing, but they are not a substitute for human meditation.
That's a very wise and balanced approach, Ken. Thank you for sharing your experience and tips on how to use AI apps for meditation effectively and ethically. I'm sure our listeners learned a lot from you. And thank you, Alice, for explaining the technical aspects and benefits of AI for meditation. You are both very knowledgeable and helpful. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this episode of the Zen Brain Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and found it useful. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please feel free to reach out. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast on your preferred platform. It really helps us grow and reach more people. And stay tuned for our next episode, where we will talk about how to use AI to create your own podcast. Sounds intriguing, right? Well, you'll have to wait and see. Until then, stay mindful, stay curious, stay Zen. This is Michael, signing off. That's a very wise and balanced approach, Ken. Thank you for sharing your experience and tips on how to use AI apps for meditation effectively and ethically. I'm sure our listeners learned a lot from you. And thank you, Alice, for explaining the technical aspects and benefits of AI for meditation. You are both very knowledgeable and helpful. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this episode of the Zen Brain Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and found it useful. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please feel free to reach out. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast on your preferred platform. It really helps us grow and reach more people. And stay tuned for our next episode, where we will talk about how to optimize your chatbot with Smart Optimize. Sounds intriguing, right? Well, you'll have to wait and see. Until then, stay mindful, stay curious, stay Zen. This is Michael signing off.
Thank you for joining us today. I invite you to take a moment and bestow upon us the gift of your feedback. Hit that follow button and let your voice be heard in the comments. Your engagement is the lifeblood that keeps this vessel sailing through the uncharted waters of the mind. So, until we meet again in this sacred audio space, may your mind be clear, your heart open, and your spirit ever soaring. Farewell for now. Thank you.